Well, Steve, give us your assessment of that one if you can.
Well, I think we've played well. We've come up against an exceptional side. We knew they were an exceptional side before they arrived, of course. We pretty much guessed that Eddie would go back to the best that he could, and he did that. And I think the first half were very, very unfortunate, and probably a referee just getting carried away with the occasion and allowing the time for them to put the free kick into the box. But we should head it clear. We shouldn't be scoring an on goal from there. Puts us on the back foot. And you always know then the game hinges on the next goal. It hinges on if Eddie's team at Bournemouth get the goal, then it's going to be very difficult. And they did. But overall, I couldn't have asked any more from the players in terms of effort and determination, and three or four new lads coming together very quickly. So we'll be okay going forward.
The manner of the two goals, like you say, the first one should have been cleared. The second one just seemed so scrappy, didn't it?
Well, Kerry Anderson's an own goal for the first one, and perhaps he should put the ball straight out for a corner for the second one. He tries to clear it back into play, such as the eagerness of it's to get a hold of the ball, and their slider strike slides in, and then it's when you're at the top of the league. We've been there. When you're at the top of the league, they fall for you and you get the goal, and that's disappointing, because I think they're pretty fortunate to be two up at that stage. I don't remember my team being away from home and getting so many decisions from the match official. I think that's quite hard to take as a manager. And whilst I've no question his integrity, I've stayed away from match officials. But let's be honest, he's had an absolute shocker today from start to finish if you're Rotherham United. And I think your supporters made it known what they thought.
I was going to say, I've seen you animated on the touchline quite a lot, Steve, but that's probably as animated as I've seen you.
Well, that's the worst official we've had in about 5 years. And I have to say that. I'm no question whether the man's an honest man or not. One or two things we've seen at half-time we weren't happy about. What the referee did, but we'll raise that with the appropriate authorities, and rather than say any more. But it takes nothing away from an outstanding side, deserved league leaders, in my opinion. I've said for a number of months they were quite exceptional, and we wish Eddie, Jason and everyone at Bournemouth every success, because they're playing some outstanding football.
Did you feel at times they went down a bit easy at times? Did you feel? I felt there were quite a few incidents out there where the players seemed to be looking for the foul.
Well, two of the most gifted players on the pitch is the boy Richie and the boy Wilson. And how they've not been booked for simulation today, the mind boggles. But I suppose you get those benefits. But, you know, certainly one in the first half, which is quite extraordinary. And then we get a booking for simulation in the middle of the park. Quite extraordinary. But, you know, again, we'll raise that with the appropriate people. And I'm going to take nothing away from a team that's come here. They've had a much tougher game today than they had a couple of weeks ago. That's testament to the group we've put together. And we genuinely 100% wish them every success, and we'll try and take some points off of teams that we've got to face that's fighting with his group for the place in the Premiership.
I was going to ask you about the difference it has made in these last couple of weeks since that 5-1 defeat. Afterwards, it was said changes will be made. You've made those changes, and now today you were in this game, weren't you?
Oh, we were in the game. And if I don't know what Eddie said post-match, but if he said Ed Nelson, his nose has grown. You know, they've had a tough day today. They've rode their luck at times. They've got goals at very fortunate times. Perhaps the first one's a bit fortunate that it's way over time, but yeah, we can't argue. The referee allocates the time. I just felt that when the free kick was given, the fourth official is telling them it's over, and he allows the ball to get into the box. I'm not so sure we'd have been allowed to put it into the box today.
Five home debutants today as well. Do you think at times it looked a little bit like those players are still getting to know each other?
No, I thought we were fantastic first half. And I think it's very difficult when they go two up against you, because these can destroy teams as we've seen at first hand. I thought every one of our debutants was very good.
Conor Salmon, what do you make to his performances?
Yeah, I thought he worked really hard. But the big man was tiring late on. He'll be a big player for us, that's for sure. I think no one will get the ground other than saying now that he's going to be a big player. So is Hamill, so is Ward. I thought young Jack was excellent too. We expect the difference of academy football and first team football, the legs go a little bit. I thought young Conor Newton, who was close to playing today, come on and made a real impact. And I'm pleased with my team. They can't give us any more, but we know we need to start getting some points.
Yeah, how vital is that now? Then you just need to get some on the board, don't you? No matter how they come.
Well, I think it's the same for a lot of clubs in different parts of the league. You know, perhaps if you're Sheffield Wednesday, you're not playing for a lot, so you know you're not going to be at the top. You're not going to be at the bottom. I'm using them as an example. They've been in fantastic form with 5 wins and 7 until today. But you know, your Derby County lost today. Bournemouth go and win. Those teams are fine. And there's 7 or 8 teams where we are who's all fighting for points, so there's a lot to be gained, but there's pressure everywhere. Eddie would have seen this as a pressure game, especially with Derby just losing before it. But they've come through a big test.
Do you feel you're still wanting to recruit? You're still looking to get something done?
Yeah, but there'll be one or two select players now. You know, we've gone back to bringing in the type of player that we lost. They're here for longer periods of time, which is good, because two or three of the boys got snatched away for us that are coming in low, and perhaps we were believing other clubs that were telling us to be here for longer, and then they take them back and don't get them game time. Football's all a mystery, you know.
What about those players that have gone back? What about Rhys James, Scott Wootton? What's the latest on that?
Well, Rhys James, as I explained in your programme last night, has a contractual contractual thing to go through with Manchester United, and they're going to try and resolve that for us, which is the normal at that level. Scott Wootton, we made it clear, and Neil Redfern said yes, Chiellino said no. We have to respect the owner of Leeds United.
And you're still looking to bring in defensive recruits then? Is that what you'd like to do now?
Well, I'm not going to get any position. We had Fraser back today. It's his first game in a long time, so that was good to see. I thought young Zeki came on and gave the real Cameron influence at left back, but he needs games, you know, and he was just cramping up a little bit. You know, he'll be cramping up a week on Tuesday.